Vermont continues to see fairly low numbers of new cases of COVID-19 each day, and the state is taking cautious steps to reopen the economy. But how does that compare to our neighbors? We're checking in on that this week, and today we're going to check in with Massachusetts, which has seen some of the highest infection rates in the country. I spoke with health reporter Karen Brown with New England Public Radio in Western Massachusetts. She says there are some positive indicators there in terms of the spread of COVID-19.
The number of hospitalizations is flattening to some degree, but we have about 70,000 total COVID cases that have come out positive and more than 4,000 deaths. So it sounds like the hospitals are able to deal with it, and they've put a lot of extra beds in, but the governor has said they still need those beds, and they still consider themselves in surge capacity.
And so overall, how has the healthcare system, particularly in the western part of the state, handled the outbreak? Have there been enough beds in general and enough protective equipment for hospital workers?
Well, from the hospitals in Western Mass that I talked to, it sounds like it's been a lot more manageable than in the eastern part of the state. So, you know, we're around Springfield and Northampton. There's a couple of hospitals in both of those places, and they've said that they have plenty of beds, they have plenty of ICU beds, and they have not seen the surge that they were fearing. And in fact, they think that we reached our peak a few weeks ago. At the moment, they feel like they can relax, and they're actually looking forward to opening up to more elective surgeries. And they're inviting people who have non-COVID related problems to please come to the hospital because there are so many available beds for those purposes.
In terms of where the virus has hit the most, I mean, we've heard in many parts of the country that it's senior living facilities, nursing homes. Has that also been the case in Massachusetts?
Yeah. I mean, I've actually been just working on a story about what's going on in Hampden County, which is in the west part of the state. And it has the highest death rate in the entire state. So even though Western Mass has been hit in general less than Eastern Mass, Hampden County, which has a lot of low-income communities of color, has more people who are dying from COVID. It's not necessarily the highest case rate, but it's the highest rate of people who are dying. There are also a number of nursing homes in this county, and that's what a lot of analysts are telling me is probably pushing up the rate in Hampden County. And we had one nursing home in particular, the Soldiers Home, a home for veterans that had a very high caseload. That was quite shocking. That had more than 70 people that died in that one facility.
In terms of the reopening of the state, I understand the stay-at-home order is supposed to expire on May 18th, is that right?
May 18th is the date that has been set for the reopening task force to sort of make a call. But again, the governor just yesterday has urged people to be quite cautious, that he is saying it's important that the rate of cases decline for two weeks. That's definitely not happened yet. There are some positive indicators, but really just a few days worth at this point.
Finally, Karen, have people generally been complying with the stay-at-home orders? And what's that meant for just the feeling around towns where you are? I mean, what is life like out and about?
I wouldn't know what life is like out and about because I don't go out and about. It's very lonely, I would say, a lot of the time. I mean, I've noticed that a lot of the outdoor trails are quite busy, but everywhere else is very sparse. I'm in Hampshire County. It's known to be a relatively wealthy, well-educated area, and it seems like a lot of people are taking the stay-at-home orders very seriously. My understanding is, you know, different areas have different ability to socially distance. The areas that have higher density living, more low-income populations, more populations where they have to work in retail, they can't socially distance to that degree. And that does show up in the rates of cases and in deaths. The governor does give credit to most people following the orders for the flattening that has occurred, even though it has not fully occurred.
Karen Brown is a health reporter with New England Public Radio based in Western Massachusetts. Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.